Hello, this is Pastor Elisha Lawson, all the way from Heidelberg, Germany. And I want to welcome you to the broadcast, Faith Made Simple. Today, if you are not married, you want to stay in tune. It will help you before you get married. If you were married, but it didn't work out, stay locked in. You may want to get married again. And if you are married, you are listening to the right broadcast today on Faith Made Simple. Let's get ready. Get your Bible. Let's get ready to hear how to make your marriage powerful but simple on Faith Made Simple.
Welcome to another episode of Faith Made Simple. Here is Pastor Elisha Lawson with today's teaching.
Well, let's get ready to get into it. I'm going to be teaching you in this arena when we talk about marriage. Of course, every marriage has to be a marriage of faith. And I want to share with you very simply how it can be simple but yet powerful. So we got to go to the three foundation scriptures quickly. You look at the broadcast, you will see in the past how faith, what faith is, but I like to always set you up because you may be a first-time visitor. Let's look at this very quickly. Romans chapter 10, verse 8, and then we're going to get into the teaching today. We're going to get into what we're going to be dealing with today. This is my topic to you. Faith proof your marriage. Let me say it again. Faith proof your marriage. You know, you go to the store sometime and they say something that's waterproof. That means if it's waterproof, it should keep water out and not let it get in. Well, faith will keep the wrong things out of your marriage and keep the right things in your marriage to where it'll always be successful. So let's get ready to look at the foundation scripture so you can find out what faith is. We always making it simple so you can understand faith. And the devil cannot, or your situation cannot, dictate to you and say, man, I thought I had faith. I thought I was really operating in faith, but I guess I don't have it. We want to eliminate that so that your marriage can be faith-proof marriage. It'll keep the wrong things out of your marriage, and it'll keep the right things in your marriage because it'll be faith-proof marriage. So let's look at Romans chapter 10, verse 8. These are foundation scriptures just to help you, and then we're going to get into it. Romans 10, chapter 8 says, but what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart, that is the word of faith which we preach. So this scripture here just gave us a revelation on what faith is and what the word of God is. Faith is the word of God, and the word of God is faith. No, they're not separate. They're one. It's like water and wet. Water doesn't have wet. Water is wet. God's word does not have faith. God's word is faith. So if you ever say, I don't have faith, I'm giving you a revelation. Open your Bible and begin to take the written word off the pages, put it in your heart, and begin to speak it out your mouth. Now you got the rhema word, the word that is the living word, the word that changes situation, the word that creates things that you need. And we are talking about your marriage. You want to faith-proof your marriage. So we know now faith is the word. If you want to make sure your marriage is faith-proof, that the enemy can't come in, that anger, fear, the things that bring divorce into your marriage can't come in, faith will proof. Keep the things out that shouldn't be in, and keep the things in your marriage that should be. Let's look at another scripture very quickly. Romans chapter 10, verse 17. Then we're going to get into it. Romans chapter 10, verse 17. Listen to what it says. So then, faith cometh by hearing. How does faith come? by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Notice I just told you all, the word of God is faith, and faith is the word of God. Now we're talking about God's faith. And Jesus in Mark 11, 22, he told us who faith we should be trusting in. In Mark chapter 11, verse 22, Jesus said, have faith in God. Now we know what faith is. It's the word. So he's saying have faith in the word of God, because the word of God is the faith of God. And it tells us that in Hebrews 11 and 6, but without faith, it's impossible to please God. For he that comes to God must believe that he is, and he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So the word of God is the faith of God. So if you say, I don't have faith, all you got to do is open your Bible, open the book. This book is the written word. But once you pull it off the pages and put it into your heart and speak it out your mouth, it becomes the living word. It becomes the rhema word, the word that creates and brings deliverance, the word of God. So now we're dealing with faith-proof marriage. You want to faith-proof your marriage, men? Wives, you want to faith-proof your marriage. You don't want a divorce. You may have had it before, but you can eliminate it this time around if the both of you will faith-proof your marriage. So I'm going to be dealing with you wives and you that are single, but one day you're thinking about getting married. It's going to help you to keep your marriage strong through simple understanding of faith. So you got the revelation of what faith is. Faith is the word of God, and the word of God is faith. You hear that? You got it? So when you open your Bible, when you take this book, which a lot of times is just it's the written word, okay? The pages can do nothing for you, but what's on the pages, when you read it out loud, the Bible says in Romans chapter 10, verse 17, so then faith comes by hearing. Right now you're hearing me, and I'm going to be releasing the faith, the living word, into your heart and into your way of thinking right now so you can believe it. Remember now, believing is not faith, but you got to have something to believe in. What is it? Faith. Believing is you're speaking it out of your heart and mouth. So remember now, you have to believe in faith. That means when you hear what I'm teaching you, if you really believe it, you will begin to apply it to your life. You will begin to speak it out your mouth and declare, I believe exactly what I'm saying because it's God's word. Now let's get into this here. It's going to be life changing and it's going to help you. This 15 minutes is going to bring life to you in a greater way in Jesus' name. So let's go to Hebrews, if you have your Bible, not Hebrews, go to Ephesians chapter 5, and I'll be turning there. If you got your pad, if you got a Bible, whichever thing you're going to use, it doesn't matter as long as you get turn to the Word of God. Look at Ephesians chapter 5, verse 21. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 21. Now, keep in mind what I'm teaching you today. I'm teaching you faith proof your marriage. Keep the things out that don't supposed to be in it, and keep the things in your marriage that's supposed. And it's only by the word of God, which is the faith of God, that this can happen. Your marriage can be healed. It can be mended. If you're right now going through struggles, those of you who are thinking about getting married, it can be, you can set it up to where it will not fail if you do it the right way. Let's look at this here. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 22. Now notice what it says here. Wives, submit yourself unto your own husband as unto the Lord. So wives, here is your part. Remember I said what the word is? The word of God is the faith of God. faith is coming to you right now. Men, you listen too, because you need to hear as well as your wife, even though it's addressing your wife right now. You need to hear it too. Even if y'all are single and you're thinking about getting married, you both need to hear this right now. If you're divorced and now you're saying, I don't know if I want to do it again. If you will listen to this here, the next time around, it won't be the same anymore. So now let me read it again so faith can come to you. It's talking to the wives, but it's also talking to you husbands. It says in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 22, wives, submit yourself unto your own husband. That's very important. Your own husband as unto the Lord. In other words, this is coming from the Lord. You that are here are listening right now. If you're a Christian, I believe you will submit yourself to the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, this is the word of God. This is the word that comes from God. And if you will submit to it, you're submitting to the Lord. Hear what it says now. Submit yourself. It says, why submit yourself unto your own husband as unto the Lord? Now, it tells us in the New Living Translation, for wives, this means submitting yourself your husband, submitting to your husband as unto the Lord. Very important. That's the New Living Translation. That's what it says. In the Amplified Bible, it says, wives, be subject or submissive and adapt yourself to your own husband as a servant, as a service to the Lord. This is very important. So wives, you submit. But men, if she's going to submit, you have to make sure you are also being submitted to the word of God, which is faith. Now, look at verse 20. Now, we're going to get into it now. Look at verse Ephesians chapter 5, verse 23. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 23. Notice what it says. For the husband, he's talking to you wives, but he's also talking to you husbands. Okay, if she's going to submit now, remember now, as I teach you the word, faith is coming. I'm reading the word of God, and the word of God is faith. And the faith of God is the word of God. So as I speak this to you, the word of faith is coming to you. The word of God, which is faith, is coming to you. And if you too will be obedient to it and believe it, believing means I'll say what it says and I'll do what it says. That's what believing is. If you believe what faith is saying, you will believe it and you will say it to each other. You will speak it out your mouth and then you will do what it says. And you're going to see a great change in your marriage if there are difficulties. Because now it's not your opinion. It's not your opinion, wives. It's not your opinion, husband. It's God's faith, which is his word. It's the subject. It is what's right. When both of you are wrong, the word is right. So both of you can't get mad at each other because you didn't say it, man, and you didn't say it, one man. God said it, and the both of you who are one are going to agree with God. You're going to put it in your mouth and speak it out your heart and say, I believe, and I'm going to do exactly what it says. And guess what? That which was troubling your marriage, that which was coming, trying to bring kill, steal, and destroy, it faith will eliminate it because faith is the remover of all things that are not of God. Hallelujah. This is life changing. So now look at it. Now, Ephesians chapter 5, verse 23. It says, for the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church. And he is the savior of the body. Now, a lot of men, when they hear that, they don't hear it right. Notice what it says in verse 23. For the husband is the head of the wife, not the boss of the wife. You're not the boss, man. Now remember, faith is coming. The word of God is the faith of God. That's why we call this broadcast Faith Made Simple. It's so simple that faith is simply the word of God. Now, men, notice what it says. For the husband is the head of the wife, not the boss of the wife. And it said, even as Christ is the head of the church. The church is all of us who are born again. Not the building. The building is not. That's a church building. But the true church is individuals who have accepted Jesus Christ into their heart. to be the Lord and Savior. Now you are a member, or you are in the body of Christ. You are the church. Many different locations, but we're one church, whether it's in Germany. My ministry here is in Germany. I live in Germany. But no matter if it's America or Africa or wherever it is, there are many members, but one church. We are one. So listen what it says now. It says here again, the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church. Isn't Christ good to the church? Does Christ love the church? So will you love each other when you wives do your part. And when you husbands do your part, God will make sure your marriage and your children will be blessed because of you being obedient. This is very important for you to understand. Now let's keep going here. Notice what he says in verse 23. He said, and he is the Savior of the body. So he is the Savior of the body of Christ. So what, husbands? You are the Savior of your wife. Look what it says in the New Living Translation. For a husband is the head of his wife, as Christ is the head of the church. He is the Savior of his body, the church. Very important. It's very important that you understand this here. And this is life-changing. It's life-changing. So, do you all understand that? So when you are married, the first thing you ought to repeat in the mornings or during the day or when you and your wife begin to start your day out, thank you, Father God, for giving me a husband. This is what your wife should say. Thank you, Father God, releasing faith for giving me a husband who is like Christ. He is the head. He is going to not boss me. He is going to instruct me by the word of God. And I'm going to be submitted unto him as his body so that we too will walk together because we need each other. Life changing. Very simple, but life changing. Now, notice now we're dealing with Ephesians chapter 5, and we just dealt with verse 21. Submitting to each other. And now we dealt with verse 22. To be subject. Or he says here to be subject unto your own husband. And this is life changing. You have to do this here. You're going to have to be submitted to each other. But how? Through faith. What is faith? The word of God. Both of you are going to have to be humble enough to let the word of God be the mediator. The word of God in your marriage be the referee when things are out of order. Let the word of God, which is the faith of God, bring healing and increase to your marriage, to where your marriage is now operating just like Christ operates with his church. If you're born again, he'll do it. Now, that's what I wanted to cover this morning. And on the matter of morning there, maybe evening there, whenever you're looking at this here, I want to now let you know you've heard faith. Two powerful scriptures. But if you can believe it, you'll begin to see change. Now, I want to talk to you very quickly about something very important. If you have never given your life to Jesus, if you have never accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, this is a good time to do it. It's very important that you be born again. What do you mean born again? Now, when you say born again, that means God will change your nature on the inside. He'll impart to you eternal life through his son, Jesus Christ. Well, what do I have to do, Pastor Lawson? The Bible says you got to believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Believe that he died on the cross and took your sins for you and was raised up on the third day. And now he's alive and he's inviting all of you to be born again, to have eternal life. So I want you to pray this prayer, very simple prayer. It's never complicated with God. Remember, faith is your victory. Here's your victory now. If you have never given your life to Jesus, or you say, Pastor Lawson, I'm a backslider. I'm not serving God like I should. Pray this prayer. You might say, Pastor Lawson, I don't understand. Just believe the good news. Jesus has paid the price for you. Now pray this prayer and mean it with all your heart to the Lord. Say, Father, today I accept your son Jesus as my Lord and Savior. Jesus, come into my heart. I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you died on the cross for me. I believe you took my sins to give me eternal life. And I repent from all that I was, and I turn my life over to you. Come into my heart now. I accept you as my Lord and my Savior. Amen. Praise the Lord. If you said that prayer and meant it with all your heart, welcome to the family of God. You are a born-again Christian. Now it's time to grow. Don't let what you don't know stop you. The most important thing you did now was accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And if you did, you'll be able to look down and find we have a little book here just for you that you can get free of charge. It's called Did I Really Get Saved? Life changing. And it's just for you to read, so you can know you didn't just say words. You really entered into eternal life. You are really now a born again Christian. This is very important. Also, if you go to our broadcast, you can find the previous broadcast from way back. But here today is very important for you. We're going to be picking this teaching up next week. You don't want to miss a week. 15 minutes of your precious time of the Word will do more for eternity for you. 15 minutes. So make sure you tune in and be a part of this broadcast. And we love you, and we want to see you again on Faith Made Simple. Bye now.
Thank you for listening to the Faith Made Simple podcast. For more teachings, free resources, and materials, head over to www.jwoc.de. We would love for you to subscribe, rate, and leave a review if the teachings have blessed you. Until next time, remember, through faith we understand. Shalom.